I'm a sailor, you're my first mate. We signed on together, we coupled our fate. Hauled up our anchor, determined not to fail. For the heart's treasure, together we set sail. To guide us, we steered our own course. Rode out the storms when the winds were gale force. Sat out the doldrums in patience and hope. Working together, we learned how to cope. An ocean and love is a boat in troubled waters that keeps us afloat. When we started the voyage, there was just me and you. Now gathered round us, we have our own crew. Destinations not marked on any chart. We're navigating for the shores of the heart. Life is an ocean and love is a boat in troubled waters.
Christy Moore and The Voyage opening the programme tonight. We're going to have about five songs from Christy Moore because the great man celebrates his 80th birthday today, born on the 7th of May 1945, the day before the Second World War ended. And I've had the pleasure of meeting Christy a few times and interviewing him when he toured in New Zealand here in the early 90s as part of, a celebration of Irish music. Welcome along. You're listening to Ireland Calling, brought to you with the support of the Hugh Green Group. And you're listening to us in Auckland on a Wednesday, down in the South Island, Christchurch on Saturday night, Wellington, Cavity Coast on Sunday. And greetings to people listening around New Zealand and around the globe on Planet FM wavelength, our online podcast that people tune into each week. Well, Christy was here in the 90s. We got another man who grew up not far from Christy, Tipperary, Pat Short. Pat and his daughter Faye are performing here on Sunday night at Sky City Theatre in Auckland. Still tickets available. You get on there to take a tech and book your tickets, and some nice feedback to the interview I had with Pat a few weeks ago. But here he is, one of his big hits, the Jumbo Breakfast Roll, to give you an idea.
An awful lot to me. I know it means fake all to breathe it down there. It's a tune called the Jumbo Breakfast Roll. It goes something like this. When I wake up in the morning, I don't just fell out of bed. I grab a hold of me luminous jacket and shake off me old portal head. I haven't time for the fancy breakfast. I put boozy in the bowl. I just head to the Saturday garage for the Jumbo Breakfast Roll. A few eggs, two smash, two mash, two bacon, two
and some sauce and that. Says, so, are you doing my role? Now, whether you're the trippy or the bummer or the bricky or the team, just tap the road. I'll shower the lads from the back from the rise and the crowd are on your own. If you're walking up a ladder of feet, the big ladder of find yourself digging in a hole. There's no sight better than melt and butter and the jump all right to the road. And some sauce and that says, I do my own. Now, just the other day, after me rolling the day, me go on off a leg. When I went to me doctor, says he, that's an absolute laugh, you're having every man of a break. I didn't notice nobody was that, so stop on your bum, Dylan. So, gently, I say, if you walk 5 miles, you see that I didn't go no. But take it from your head to say, you do run the eggs on the jumbo breakfast roll. And some sauce and that says, I are you doing my role? All right, let's take it nice and handy now. Sadfast coming. Sadfast coming out. Is looking for a good bloody laugh. Now the years have moved on and my life has changed. And now I'm a different man. I'm after losing 3 stone due to lying with a girl called Joan. And we're both vegetarian, I am. Now my blood sugar levels are good to go and my cholesterol is low. But in the morning I'd sell my soul just to sit outside on your max on emo shells to hide for good. I need a jumbo breakfast roll. 2 eggs, 2 sausages, 2 eggs, 2 make a new button, one black, one white. Oh, stack, stack, and tower on top of each other and round up good and tight. If you're having some tea, the milk's over there, you find sugar in the bowl. Says she, do you want some sauce and that? Says I do my roll. 2 eggs, 2 sausages, 2 eggs, 2 make a new button, one black, one white. Oh, stack, stack, and tower on top of each other and round up good and tight. If you're having some tea, the milk's over there, you find sugar in the bowl. You want some sauce and that says I do on my hold.
A big hit back in the 90s there, Pat Short, and Pat performing here at Sky City Auckland on Sunday night, Mother's Day. If you want to take your mother out for an event and have a bit of a laugh, the show runs for about an hour and a half and tickets are available on Ticketek, and is at Sky City Theatre in Auckland starting at 7 o'clock. You're listening to Ireland Calling, brought to you with support of the Hugh Green Group, and as I said, Christy Moore celebrating his 80th birthday today. And Christy, born in Newbridge in County Kildare, and started off like me with a career in the bank, but didn't enjoy it. And there was a bank strike in the, well, there was a few. There was a bank strike in the 60s that went on for about 3 months, and he went off. He worked first in oil rigs for a while and then moved to England and never came back when the strike finished, and continued to, got a career in music, started off doing clubs around England, didn't really like that, came back. And, you know, got involved with forming Planxty with Liam O'Flynn, Andy Irvine and Donal Lunny. And they called themselves First Clad, and then they suited on Planxty. And then he went on to get involved with Moving Hearts. And obviously he was involved, played a few times with the Dubliners. Lovely show of him performing there with the Dubliners on their anniversary, the 25th anniversary back in 87. I remember that was the year that I set off. And of course, doesn't travel much now, not a great fan of airline flights and stuff. But anyway, Christy, born the day before World War II ended, and only know God knows what's happened now, because the latest news in all the websites, as I'm recording this on Wednesday morning, Indian missiles hit targets in Pakistan, killing 3 and injuring 12. That's across all the websites. Gaza or Israel have upped the tension in Gaza. They want to clear Palestinians from North Gaza and take over the whole place. And, you know, there's just so many conflicts happening all around the world, including Ukraine. So, you know, Christy was born. There was great excitement. I know the celebrations are continuing throughout Europe this week, marking the end of the Second World War. But you have to look and wonder what's happening today and why is it all happening? Have we not learned anything from the past? And of course, Ireland will be watching closely to see who will be elected the next Pope. Unfortunately, Cardinal Brady from Ireland isn't allowed to vote. He's over 80, but he'll be there. And but there's a few Carnals with Irish connections. Of course, the man that's running the show, Carnal Farrell, he's in the mix. Of course, the Carnal New York, Dolan Irish connections, but doubt he'll get elected after Donald Trump endorsing him. And there's a Carnal from South Africa who's got family from Ireland and Scotland that he's in the mix as well. So the conclave starts today, and we'll know hopefully by the weekend who the next Pope is. Well, on a sad note, I just want to play a song here by Big Tom. It was a big hit in the 80s called The Four Roads to Glenamaddy. And a good friend of mine passed away this evening, and he and his family had a great business, Garvey's Pub and Pharmacy in Glenamaddy. The pharmacy is still going there for many, many generations. And sadly, Martin, just a year older than me, passed away after a brief illness today. So to Martin's family and friends, I want to say hello to Sean McDonough, Sean Brogan and Mike Glynn. We're all friends. We all knew Martin very well. And many more people that listen to this programme will be sorry to hear the sad news. So in memory of Martin Garvey, who was a wonderful person, Big Tom and the Four Roads to Glenamaddy. Tom and the Four Roads to Glenamaddy. And Big Tom did play in Glenamaddy. Garvey's Pub was one of the places that was packed every Saturday night. Where we young people, that's where we went for our entertainment, played cards and chatted and met locals before we went to a dance at the Sound of Music. And playing that song in memory of Martin Garvey, who died earlier this evening, Irish time. And good friend, you're listening to Ireland Calling, and just letting you know, the GAA season is in full swing, and you can watch all the games on GAA Plus. It's GAA Plus.ie, It used to be GAA Go, but now it's taken over, run completely by the GAA. And you can watch all the games. You can, once you get a season membership, which is €120, or you can go for a monthly membership of €11. And there's various other memberships available. And of course, watch all the games. And last weekend, you had the Connacht final between Galway and Mayo, and played in Castlebar. Lovely conditions, although quite windy. And after a good start by Mayo against the wind, Galway proved too strong, winning by 2 points. So Galway now going to a group with Dublin, Derry, and the loser of the Ulster final, which is this weekend between Donegal and Armagh. Of course, Armagh, current All-Ireland champions, and Donegal, everybody's tipping to be a team that'll probably be in the mix-up this year. We'll give you all the latest results. A big win for Kerry down in Fitzgerald Stadium, 420 to 21 points over Clare. We give you the results of the hurling matches. But if you want to line up to get a subscription, gaaplus.ie is the place to go. Looking at the headlines on the Irish Independent, that breakout of war between India and Pakistan is leading the headlines there. What else is going on? There's court cases going on down there. The court case into the murder of Richard Satchel's wife down in Cork. He's told the Gardaí he tried to self-harm over domestic abuse from his wife Tina. The trial hears. Gerry Adams, he's in a defamation case against the BBC, I think, but he says IRA chief was mistaken when he said that the ex-Sinn Féin leader was in the provisional IRA. He's always maintained he was never a member. And of course, if you haven't heard the result on rugby at the weekend, big disappointment for Leinster. They were out beaten by Northampton, and the news just gets worse. I'm just looking here. Caelan Doris, Leinster and Ireland captain and tipped to be the Lions captain, he underwent surgery today on his shoulder and could face 6 months recovery. So that's a huge blow to the man that grew up in Ballinan and County Mayo, but schooled in Dublin and played with Leinster, and really huge disappointment. Leinster, obviously, Geordie Barrett from this neck of the woods over there playing with him didn't start the game, made a big had a big impact when he came on. But questions asked now over the Leinster coach, Leo Cullen, whether he will keep his job. We'll have to wait and see. Christy Moore, we're playing about five songs from tonight to celebrate his 80th year birthday. And here he is with a recent hit, So I Do.
Chestnut spikes, hear the curlews cry. The nightingale sings her best. We'll drink a pint in Hamilton's rest, and the girl they love wore a muslin dress. The fishermen dream of the sun in the west. Cast a loving spell on me. This is the day the cuckoo likes, and so do I. When the hills fall down in different shapes, and the swallows fly, I'm on me. I'll cross the seven oceans. Chestnut spikes hear the curlew's cry. The nightingale sings her best. We'll drink a pint in Hamilton's rest, and the girl they love wore a muslin dress, and the fisherman dream in the sun of the west. So do I, and so do I. Yet me mother sent me west. Get up, says she, and get a job, says I, you do me best. I put on me Wellingtons to march to Kilchimock. I took a wrong turn in Charlestown and ended up in Knock. Once this quiet crossroads was a place of gentle prayer, where Catholics got indulgent once or twice a year. You could buy a pair of rosary beads or get your candles blessed. If you had a guilty conscience, you could get it off your chest. Then came the priest from Parthree, Father Horden was his name. And since he's been appointed, Knock has never been the same. Be God, says Jim, 'tis 80 years since Mary was a dove. This time for another miracle, and he blew the candle out. But from Fatima to Bethlehem, from Lourdes to Kilchimock, there's never been a miracle like the airport of Knock. To establish terra firma, he drew up a 10-year plan and started running dances around 1961. He built a fantabulous church, me girls, upon the holy ground. And once he had a focal point, he started to expand. Chip shops and bed and breakfasts sprung up overnight. Once a place of quiet refuge, now a holy site. All sorts of fancy restaurants for every race and creed, where black and white and yellow pilgrims all could get a feed. Stalls once under canvas became religious supermats. With such a range of godly goods, they had a plenty chance. All the airport opposition was destroyed by gems from Card. For centenary celebrations came John Paul the 23rd. Off from Fatima to Bethlehem, from Lourdes to Kilchimock, there's never been a miracle like the airport up in Knock. We've had the Blessed Virgin here, though Jemmy did declare, and John Paul the 23rd appeared just over there. Oh, do you mean to tell me, he said in total shock, that I am not entitled to an airport here in Knock? TVs were lobbied and harassed with talk of promised votes, and people who'd been loyal for years spoke of changing courts. Excommunication was threatened on the flock, who said it was abortive building airports up in Knock. Now everyone is happy that the miracle is complete. Gender has his runway, it's 18,000 feet. All sorts of planes could land there, but that there's little doubt. It is handy for the Yankees to keep the Russians out. Oh, from Fatima to Bethlehem, from Lourdes to Kilchimock, I've never seen a miracle like the airport up in Knock.
18,000 feet of runway, there's an awful long way to go. Oh, oh.
Christy Moore and the Knock Song, and celebrating Christy's 80th birthday on the programme tonight. 80 years young Christy is, and still going strong. Of course, he's doing quite a few concerts around Ireland. If you're heading to Ireland, keep an eye out over the summer months, especially late in the year. He does a lot of concerts at Vicar Street. And but sadly, it doesn't travel too far. It goes to England, as he can travel by boat, but it doesn't fly anymore, so we won't be seeing him down here for a long time. Well, I mentioned there about the GAA and all the great games that's on, and there's so many games happening. Of course, it's hard to believe that the football and hurling finals now take place in July rather than traditionally in September, but there is a move maybe to move the games to August next year. That's in consultation with the Armagh. The current president, Cumann Lough Cascaill. He's got a few issues on his hands, maybe dealing with the Camogie Association of Ireland, because the Camogie Association of Ireland last year voted unanimously that girls play in skirts, which is a kind of a mixture of a short and a skirt. But obviously, the girls that play Camogie feel they're not very comfortable, and they want to play like the men in normal shorts. And like girls that are playing Gaelic football, they can play in the normal shorts. But there was a game last week, I think it was between Kilkenny and Dublin, and both teams came out wearing normal shorts, and the referee said he was going to cancel the game unless they went back and put on the skirts. So there's going to be a Dáil inquiry now. Alan Kelly from Tipperary, the Labour and Tay, he called this just going backwards in time, and it's time for the Camogie Association to get with the real world and let people play in whatever is comfortable. What else? I was just looking there, the Irish Independent. Yes, sadly, all the stories are leading with the terrible events that are unfolding around the world at the moment relating to various wars. And I see where former All-Ireland winner Aidan Nugent, he's in court over sexual assault allegations. Whether this relates to a trip by the team to the US last year, I'm not sure. But I know there was an inquiry happening there. Weather is still good over in Ireland. The days are getting nice and long. And Of course, wind down now to the end of the school year. 3 weeks' time, the Leaving Cert exams will start. And as the weather gets warm, and it's nice to see some letters in the Irish Times and other papers confirming that the cuckoo has arrived in Ireland, and the farmers are getting busy for preparing to cut silage and save turf, especially along the western seaboard. Right, we continue on with more music, and this time we go with Paddy Riley in the Fields of Athenry.
By a lonely prison wall, I heard a young girl calling. Michael, they have taken you away, for you stole Trevelyan's corn, so the young might see the morn. Prison ship lies waiting in the bay. Matters, Mary, when you're free. it's the famine and the crown. I rebel, they cut me down. Now you must raise our child with dignity.
Paddy would be a good friend of Christy Moore. Now, Paddy's a few years older than Christy, but Paddy was a song that certainly put him up on the stage worldwide with the Fields of Athenry, become an anthem for Irish sporting teams. And Paddy retired, and we'll say hello to Tom Gilmer. Tom wrote Paddy's book a few years ago. Tom from Bodane over there in the west of Ireland, just outside Tuam, and a regular listener to Ireland Calling. And Tom, you would have related to that song early on, The Four Roads to Glenamedy. You went to that Sound of Music Club in Glenamedy for many, many years, Tom. And your role as music critic for the Tuam Herald, and you got to see many of the stars, of course, and continued with your great career in journalism until recently by working for both the Tuam Herald and Galway Bay FM. You're listening to Ireland Calling, brought to you with the support of the Hugh Green Group. We might as well run through the results of other games that were played last weekend. And don't forget, if you want to watch all these games live, you go on to gaaplus.ie and you can find out how you can watch the games. Waterford, who upset Clare the week before, brought back to reality again at home against Limerick. Waterford 22 points, Limerick 28 points. And their other matches then on Sunday, as I said, Mayo played Galway down in Castlebar, about 25,000 people there. Lovely sunny but windy conditions. It was a strong wind which Galway had for the first half, Mayo had for the second half, but Galway had an 8 points win at half time, which was basically wiped within a few minutes of the second half. But they hung on with a 2 point victory, 117-115. And as I said, Mayo, despite losing the Connacht final, Galway winning four in a row, which they hadn't done back since 1966. And they all went to a group that's not as hard as the one that Galway got into. Galway got into a group of Dublin, Derry, and the loser of the Ulster final, which is coming up this weekend between Armagh and Donegal. Down in Munster, Kerry, they overcame Clare 420-21 points. So they were all the games last weekend. Ulster finals this weekend, you've got Armagh playing Donegal. That's on Saturday. And in hurling, you've got Galway against Wexford, Antrim, Dublin, Kilkenny, Offaly. And in the Munster Hurling Championships, you've got Clare, Tipperary. And I'm pretty sure the Leinster final is on Sunday. That's between Louth and Meath. Of course, Meath toppling Dublin there a few weeks ago, so caused a big upset. Yeah. So Meath against Louth on Sunday. And the Leinster final. Right, let's keep going and we'll do another song from Christy. Let's get Christy here with Planxty. And this is the song The Cliffs of Doneen, one of the big hits back in the late early 70s.
Travel far, far from your own native home. Far away are the mountains, far away are the foam. But of all the fine places that I've ever seen, there's none to compare with the cliffs of Doneen. Take a view o'er the mountains, fine sights you'll see there. You'll see the high rocky mountains. Watching all the wild flowers that ne'er do decay. All the hare and lofty pheasant are quite plain to be seen, making homes for their young round the cliffs of Doneen.
Don't forget your shovel if you want to go to work. Oh, don't forget your shovel if you want to go to work. Don't forget your shovel if you want to go to work.
sure you'll end up where you came from, like the rest of us. Digging out a needle door. And don't forget your shoes and socks and shirt and tie and all. No, don't forget your shoes and socks and shirt and tie and all. Don't forget your shoes and socks and shirt and tie and all. Mr. Murphy's afraid you'd make a claim if you take a fall. Oh, what's it want? Went too bad, out the needle door. Oh, we want to go to heaven, but we're all a sticking horns. Oh, we want to go to heaven, but we're all a sticking horns. Yeah, we want to go to heaven, but we're all a sticking horns. Well, there's one thing you can say, we know where we are going, no.
And shut the start.
No, okay. How the needle door. And if you want to do it, don't you do it again, the wall. If you want to do it, don't you do it again, the wall. Never seen a tile in the building, say it all. There's a shed up in the corner where they won't see you at all.
Make your sandwiches.
How to deal it all. Enoch Powell will give us a job digging away to on the skull. Enoch Powell will give us a job digging away to on the skull. Enoch Powell will give us a job digging away to on the skull. And when we're finished digging, then we close the hole and all. Now there's 6,559 paddies over there in London all trying to dig their way back down a skull. And very few of them boys is going to get back at all. I think that's terrible. Don't forget your shovel if you want to go to work. Oh, don't forget your shovel if you want to go to work. Oh, don't forget your shovel if you want to go to work. Or you'll end up where you came from, like the rest of us. So, digging, digging, digging down to needle door.
Christy Moore there, and don't forget your shovel. And he was on the back of a shovel, I'm sure, when he worked in England in the late 60s and 70s after leaving a promising banking career. So Christy turns 80 today, and some lovely tributes being paid to him over the last few days. If you listen to John Bowman on Sunday, there were some lovely interviews there last Sunday. It's on RT Radio. You can listen to it on the RT website, of interviews with Christy when he was a young man and starting out his career in music. Right, we're just having a look at other stories here making the news. And certainly not a lot of good news. I see Micheál Martin has come out today, and he has criticised Israel's next move on Gaza. He said Israel's Gaza blockade is clearly a war crime. And, you know, he seems to have the backing of the US to go in and to basically, you know, take over parts of Gaza, the northern part. He's moving people down, Palestinians down to the southern part. There's also issues on the West Bank side as well. So it's a terrible situation. Over 2.5 to 3 million people there. No food or relief aid properly gone in there for the last 6 weeks. It's certainly not right. And you just wonder, are more countries in the world aren't standing up to Israel? Of course, everybody agrees what happened in October 23 was wrong by the attack by Hamas, but the retaliation is equally as wrong, if not worse. Right, what else has happened in Ireland? We just saw that breaking news there about Ciarán Doras. I'm just looking to get more information on that, but I can't find it. But that's pretty sad that he'll be out and missing the opportunity to lead the Lions to Australia in a few weeks' time. But all the other stories here, there's court cases in Ireland. You Premier or Chancellor elected in Germany after a bit of a hold up there. Rugby fallout after Leinster's loss to Northampton. You have to hand it to Northampton. They played really well. Everybody expected them to lose by 20 or 30 points, but they were the better team on the day, and at least two or three of their players have probably played their way into the Lions squad to tour Australia. The good news is one good Irish connection with the other finalist, Bordeaux. Joey Carberry, former Ireland international and Munster player, who moved to France at the beginning of last season. Bordeaux beat Toulouse, the favourites, in the other semi-final, so they will take on Northampton, and I'm sure it'll be a sellout Cardiff Arms Park in 3 weeks' time. There was all types of jokes going around after the game on Sunday. morning our time here about how there'll be plenty of cheap accommodation in Cardiff as a result of all the Leinster fans that had booked and flights, Ryanair flights, the price dropped from extravagant, maybe £400 return down to £20 return after the match because there won't be too many Leinster fans heading over. Right, continue on, a bit more music, this time the Tumbling Paddies on The Way I Am.
Well, I'm a great believer. What's meant for you in life will never pass you by. I'll get to where I'm going, but first there's not knowing what's written in the stars. Cause I'm last to leave the bar. Spend the weekend over drinking, Monday's overthinking. Will I find a better plan? Will I try my best tonight? I try. It's just the way I am. I earn an honest living, but the cards I've been given, if only I could see what lies ahead for me. If I wake up in the morning and I hear the road is calling, I'll give it all I've got. Never mind the pints and shots. Spend the weekends over drinking, Mondays overthinking. Will I find a better plan? Will I try my best tonight? I try. It's just the way I am.
Popular group in Ireland and the Tumbling Paddies with The Way I Am. Of course, they were down here. Oh no, they weren't down here recently. It was another Irish band, but they're popular as well. You're listening to Ireland Calling, brought to you with the support of the Hugh Green Group. Listen to us in Auckland on a Wednesday night, Christchurch Saturday night, Wellington Cabaret Coast Sunday, and greetings to people listening other nights of the week around New Zealand and indeed in Ireland, Holland, England, America, Australia. Got listeners in many parts of the world that tune into the podcast, and hope you're enjoying the program. Hard to believe we're in May here, though reasonably nice weather in Auckland today. Not so good down in the South Island there. Heading down on Christchurch on Friday. Well, I'll be down there when this program is being broadcast for my son's Fergus's graduation from Lincoln. and looking forward to that and getting down there to Christchurch this weekend. What else has happened around here? Don't forget the Irish Club have activities here in Auckland. They've got check out their website there with all the details on all the events that happen there, especially at the weekend. And don't forget Pat Short and his daughter Faye performing. If you want a bit of a laugh on Sunday night at Sky City Theatre in Auckland, the show starts at 7 o'clock and tickets can be purchased from Ticketek or get onto the New Zealand Auckland Comedy Festival website. As we're celebrating Christy's birthday, and this is a special song, I like it, Ordinary Man, for the ordinary man himself who's turned 80 today.
I've had to work for everything I own. Oh well, I never asked for a lot. I was happy with what I got, enough to keep my family and my home. Now they say the times are hard and they've handed me my cards. They say there's not the work to go around. Oh, when the whistle blows, the gates will finally close. Tonight they're going to shut this factory down. Then they'll tear it down. I never missed a day nor went on strike for better pay. For 20 years I served them best I could. Now with a handshake and a check it seems so easy to forget. Loyalty through the bad times and through good. Now the owner says he's sad to see the things have got so bad. But the captains of industry won't let him lose. He still drives a car and smokes a cigar. On a cruise, he'll never lose. Now it seems to me such a cruel irony. He's richer now than ever he was before. Now my check is spent and I can't afford the rent. There's one law for the rich, one for the poor. Every day I've tried to salvage some of my pride, to find some work so as I might pay my way. But everywhere I go, the answer's always no. There's no work for anyone here today. And so condemned I stand, just an ordinary man, with thousands beside me in the queue. I watch my darling wife trying to make the best of life. What the kids are going to do now that we are faced with this human waste, a generation cast aside. For as long as I live, I never will forgive. You stripped me of my dignity and pride. You stripped me bare.
Great sound of Christy Moore there, bringing an end to a tribute to him on his 80th birthday. Probably one of the finest Irish folk singers ever, and a wonderful person and a great man, you know, to speak out on human rights. And he's certainly flying the Palestinian flag at the moment and talking about the injustice that's happened there and indeed other parts of the world. So Christy, on the 7th of May, 1945, the day before the Second World War finished, Christy was born and has certainly made a mark in Irish folk music. Well, that's about it for another week. I hope you've enjoyed the programme brought to you with the support of the Hugh Green Group. We'll be back again next week with another edition of the programme here at the usual time, the usual places. And thanks again to the Hugh Green Group, and thanks to you for tuning in and listening, and hopefully you enjoy the week that's ahead, and look forward to being back here again next week. We'll leave it tonight with a good friend of Christie's, Liam O'Flynn, the late Liam O'Flynn, with a lovely piece of Illan Pipe music, Andra Head.